Midday Report on your number one news and talk station.
So the 38th Ordinary Summit of the Heads of State and Government of the Southern African Development Community started in Windhoek, Namibia today. The two-day summit will focus on the theme promoting infrastructure development and youth empowerment for sustainable development. Southern Africa editor of the Africa Report, Crystal Odison, joins me on the line now. Good afternoon to you, Crystal. What discussions are expected at this summit? I imagine the political developments in Zimbabwe may be under the spotlight.
Yes, good afternoon. Indeed, that is one of the main issues under discussion. Then, of course, there's also Madagascar. There's also, of course, the DRC and Lesotho. They will also be discussing the economic integration because we know that the African Union and the free trade deal between African countries have been signed and sealed by most member states. So it's now about how will it actually happen on the ground in the SADC region. But, Clemens, we do know that, of course, these such summits are important. But often you ask yourself, what does it actually mean for the people on the ground? And here we think of, what does this actually mean for the people of Zimbabwe? Mm. We know that during the election process, and you were there, yeah, that SADC, of course, had to some extent endorsed the election.
Yep.
And they had said that it opened new opportunities. So what can we then read? Will SADC come out radically different? We know that Emmerson Mnangagwa is also in Namibia attending the summit. And what we find over the years, Clemens, we do find that when it comes to these summits, we're not going to get a radical communique on Sunday that, you know, this is going to happen. We often find that, you know, because it's closed doors, the heads of state come to some agreement and they're not going to, you know, rock the boat. So the MDC, of course, I don't think they're optimistic that SADC is necessarily coming out to support them. But we did hear from the African Union chairperson, who's also there, Rwanda's Paul Kagame. He addressed the summit and he said he hoped that the courts will resolve the issue and that, of course, SADC has a major role to play to ensure peace and stability in the region. So, Clemens, we can hope from that statement that perhaps SADC will come out with some sort of statement that the rule of law should be respected. And, of course, that case will be heard in Harare next week on the 22nd.
Yeah, and just lastly, Crystal, the current chair of SADC, President Cyril Ramaphosa, also handing over the chairmanship to Namibia's president.
Yes, he will do that. And, of course, I think there has been some praise for Ramaphosa during this tenure, leading the SADC delegation, because he's done quite interesting behind-the-scenes work, especially in Madagascar and the DRC. Now, Madagascar was on a they had some political crisis. They will now have that presidential election in November, and they will also allow the main opposition candidates to partake.
Yeah.
And people and analysts do say Cyril Ramaphosa was quite pivotal in that decision.
All right, look, thank you so much for your time. Southern Africa editor of the Africa Report, Crystal Odison.